My first year as a priest, one day I took a group of high school students from my parish to go to the Archdiocesan Youth Day. It's a big event that's held every year. That year was held at Holy Family Catholic High School in Victoria. And about 1,500 to 2,000, I say, high school students were there all day on a Saturday. It's a great event. There's speakers, there's breakout sessions, there's mass, confession opportunities, adoration. And I'll never forget, during the keynote speaker's talk, one of the questions that he asked to the whole crowd. At one point, the speaker said to all these few thousand teenagers, "How many of you think that God does not care what religion you are? How many of you think that God does not care what religion you are?" And I sat there and watched over 50% of the hands go up. Might have been closer to 75%. Now remember, the youth that often go to these things, these tend to be also the ones that are most involved in their parishes, their Catholic schools. Sure, well, of course. Why would God care what religion you are? It doesn't really matter, does it? Does it? In the gospel today, Jesus asks his disciples two famous questions. The first one, who do people say that the Son of Man is? What are the crowds saying about Jesus, about this Son of Man that has come? They replied, some say, option one, John the Baptist. Others, option two, Elijah. Still others, option three, Jeremiah. Or option four, one of the prophets. Clearly there was this idea amongst the people at that time of who Jesus was, that he was one of these old deceased prophets who had come back to life somehow. Do you know what all four of those answers have in common to the question, who is the Son of Man? All four of those answers are wrong. They're not true. Then Jesus asked the second question to his disciples, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter said in reply, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Simon Peter gets the answer right. It's no secret that we live in a world today that says when it comes to religion, faith, morality, spiritual things, that there is no objective truth. It's a popular idea in our world today. I saw it based on all those hands that went up. Yeah, it really doesn't matter. Nothing is really objectively true about religion. Oftentimes in our world today, the only truth that is accepted is scientific truth, mathematical truths, only things you can prove through an equation or the scientific method, which of course we know is a source of truth, but we know it's not the only source of truth. But we know we live in a world that says if it's not chemistry or physics or calculus or biology, then you really can't know if it's true or not. Which of course, side note, it's very interesting how many people who claim that science is the only source of truth, things like biology, but yet will then reject completely obvious biological truths, like there are two genders, or that human life begins at conception. Obvious biological truths that are rejected by many. This idea that there is no objective truth about religion, faith, morality, this idea is not true. The gospel highlights this fact. You can have wrong ideas about religion, about, in this case, who Jesus is. Those answers were wrong. They're not true. And there is one correct answer that Simon Peter gives. As Christians, really as human beings, truth has to be essential to us. Because we know as Christians that truth is not just some abstract concept, abstract principles. No, we know as Christians that truth is a person. That truth is Jesus. That verse right back there on the northeast wall, John 14:6, that's a verse every single one of us should have memorized. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus doesn't say he is a way or a truth. He says he is the way, the truth. We know that truth is a person, which means when I seek after what is true, I'm seeking Jesus. When I grow in my understanding of truth, I'm growing closer to Jesus. During that talk 10 or so years ago at Archdiocese and Youth Day, when that speaker asked that question, all these hands go up, yeah, it really doesn't matter what religion you are. The speaker's next question was, he said, okay, so do you recognize that Satanism is a religion? A religion that actively promotes the worship of the devil and the hatred of God? Do you think God cares if you're a Satanist? And all these teenage minds are like, Does God care what religion you practice, what you believe? Of course he does, because God cares about the truth, because God is the truth. And thanks be to God, we have been brought to the Catholic Church. Every day I thank God for the gift of being Catholic, because we know as Catholics that our faith contains the fullness of truth about religion, about faith, about morality. Now, does that mean that other religions don't have aspects of truth? Of course not. We acknowledge that, other religions teach things that are true. And of course, amongst other Christian communities, there's a lot of truth there. But we know that the fullness of truth about religion, about faith, about morality, about the human person, about sin, redemption, Jesus, etc., all that is found in the teachings of the one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. In the gospel today, Jesus says to Peter, as he gives him the keys, the authority, he says that the gates of hell will never prevail against the church. Have you ever wondered what would that look like? What would it look like for the gates of hell to prevail against the church? What does the gates of hell want more than anything else? Here we're talking, of course, about the evil one, the devil. What does the devil want more than anything else? He wants people to stay away from Jesus. He wants people to be drawn away from Jesus through sin, through temptation. Another way to say that is, the devil wants people to believe things that are not true. Because if I am drawn away from the truth, then I'm drawn away from Jesus. And so, for the gates of hell to prevail against the church, what would that look like? It would be the church in her official teachings teaching something that is not true. Because if the church did that, if the church said, this is truth, this is the way to Jesus, when it actually was not, then the gates of hell would prevail. Because people would think, oh, this is true, but they'd actually be led away from Jesus. But again, thanks be to God, we know that will never happen. This is the promise Jesus gave to his church, that the church in her official teachings, again, not any just random thing a pope or bishop or priest says, but in her official teachings, the church will never teach something that is false around faith and morality. Jesus gave us that promise. That's why the truth is so important. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for the grace that we would have hearts that always hunger for the truth, long for the truth, that study the truth, knowing that the more and more I embrace what is true about faith, religion, morality, the more I do that, the more I'm going to be drawn closer to Jesus. There are wrong answers about faith, about Jesus. We see it in the gospel today. But we also see a right answer, the correct answer about who Jesus is. And who's the one that stepped forward to give that right answer? Our first pope. He proclaimed what is true. And the church has done that for 2,000 years and will do it until Christ comes again.